Major clubs such as Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham are all involved in the Kicks scheme, as well as Football League clubs, hoping to turn youngsters away from gangs and into life skills workshops. A year-long pilot has managed to help 500 more young Londoners than was initially planned, prompting the Mayor, Boris Johnson, to expand the scheme and head down to the Den for a bit of a kick around.
I really congratulate the Premier League on what they have done, but above all, the Met and the Met Police have put a lot of money into this, a lot of time, and what it does two things. It integrates the police officers with the people they're serving and they're looking after, so young people in the community who don't necessarily always trust the police get a totally new perspective. Number two, if you are a young person growing up in London and you've had a tough life and you're thinking about what to do and you're in search of esteem, adrenaline, excitement, risk, friends, boundaries, rules, hierarchy, what are you going to do? You can either go for a gang or you can go for something like this.
The Mayor has committed an extra £200,000, with the Premier League stumping up £800,000. Richard Scudamore is the league's chief exec and told me he rejects complaints that clubs are now more removed from their communities.
I'm of an age where I was brought up in football with the 70s and the 80s and the hooliganism. Clubs didn't really care about their communities, quite frankly. Clubs have moved on immeasurably since then. And, you know, about 25 years ago, club community schemes started. And now the activities are huge that the clubs get involved in. And I would argue that they're far more closely integrated with their communities than they ever used to be.
The Kicks scheme has helped 131 youngsters into employment, with over 700 moving into further education or training. Brandon Ferrani is a 19-year-old from Deptford who was involved in gangs but has now been attending Kicks for a year.
The staff and the way you're treated here and all of that all adds up together, and it just makes you feel a part of the family. And like I was saying, a gang is like a family in itself, but me coming here and being amongst this positive energy and amongst this positive family, it's just made me want to stay. And you know, it's showing me that there's more to life and that I should always aim for the best.
Commander Matt Kistie is from the Met.
They often get referred to us as people who are on the fringes, where that tipping point in their life where they can take one choice or another, and we help them make a choice of coming here. And the important thing about this is, actually, with football, there's that attraction, there's a pull, which pulls people in, grabs their attention, grabs their focus, and then it's supported by what I think are top quality programs, which mentor, advise, pastoral care, and take them away and keep them away from crime.
But with a squeeze on police funding, tough choices will have to be made about the scheme in future. Here are some final thoughts from Commander Kistie again, and first the Premier League's Richard Scudamore.
London is a special case only because the Mayor's office put a significant chunk of money in. Boris Johnson himself recognised early the power of this scheme and has been involved in this scheme, and his support's been really vital in terms of the size, scope and depth of the programme.
Where you've got programmes like this which work and engage and capitalise on young people and their relationship with us, and you see how many people are here today, you know, if that's keeping people away from crime, it's a good investment. So we're going to have to make very careful choices about how we use our money in the future. I think programmes like this do make a difference.